Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And we'll hop back into the Grizzlies conversation in just a moment. But we have some massive, massive breaking news out of the NFL, and it has to do with the number one overall pick in this year's draft. Just about a couple of minutes ago from Adam Schefter, he is reporting that the Bears are trading the number one overall pick to the Panthers for, and get this, but this is a haul, pick number 9, the number 61 pick in this year's draft, a first-round pick in 2024, a second-round pick in 2025, and probably the kicker here of all kickers, DJ Moore, will now be a Bear. This is a heck of a haul, and this really changes how you view the Bears with what they can do in this year's draft, next year's draft, now have a wide receiver. You have Chase Claypool, DJ Moore surrounding Justin Fields. This team, from a rebuild standpoint, Ryan Poles is really pulling out all the tricks. This was good compensation.
And it's interesting because now at that number 9 pick, you can do a lot of different things because you got your wide receiver, right? Like, the Bears had to get a solid receiver, like a number one. And I would say DJ Moore is a number one. And
yes,
I mean,
100%.
He's a number one. And so, yeah, you know, you've got that done. And so now they've got a lot of different things they can do with those two early picks that they just acquired.
I sort of wonder, you know, because, you know, Jalen Carter and Will Anderson Jr. are still, like, the prized possessions on the defensive side of the ball. And I guess that the Bears have a lot that they could sort of attack here. They have a lot of different things that they need to get done, O-line being one of them. You sort of wonder who's going to be in that trading range for them to go draft at number 9. I know Tyree Wilson from Texas Tech, big old edge, 6'6", 275, will be around there. They could attack cornerback, maybe. Devin Witherspoon from Illinois. I think it would be interesting, you know, O-line-wise, you know, I guess that's sort of the range for Paris Johnson out of Ohio State as an offensive tackle. But that really opens up a whole lot of opportunity. But Ryan Poles in year 2, I mean, this is a heck of a shakeup for him, and I think just face value, you needed to trade it, and you got the haul you – and obviously there was a bidding war going on, so maybe that's why you get the haul you get. But you get a great haul and a immediate upgrade on the outside for Justin Fields. That's huge.
Yeah, I'm glad that it was the Panthers and not the Colts moving up to get that number one pick.
So with that, Bryce Young? I mean, who do you think the Panthers – I mean, the Panthers have been – you know, where they were sitting, everybody thought Anthony Richardson was probably, if they stayed in that spot, that would be sort of their thought process. Now that they've traded up, is this sort of a written in? This is Bryce Young? Is this Bryce Young's spot to go? I believe in Frank Reich and what he can do with a guy like Bryce Young. Mm-hmm. Bryce Young's already a great pocket passer, great with his legs, can't escape, already has that good IQ. I think Frank Reich could add to that. But who is the guy? I mean, they were very impressed. A lot of teams were impressed with Anthony Richardson. Certainly you don't think you'd have to trade up that high to go get him, but if there were other takers before your spot at number 9, maybe this was the best opportunity you would have to go trade up for a guy like that.
I think it's Bryce.
You think so?
Yeah.
I would imagine, but I mean, after the combine, all of the discussion points around Anthony Richardson – And the Panthers and how much they were impressed by him certainly make me think twice to a certain extent. But this is, you know, overall, I'm not going to talk about winning or losing trades. We need to get down the road because I think the Panthers are a team that can go win now. You still have Brian Burns. You have J.C. Horn, a young guy, on the defensive side of the ball. Now you get rid of D.J. Moore, you're going to have to figure out what you're going to do with that wide receiver corps. But you're decent just about everywhere. You have a decent coach in Frank Reich. You're a quarterback away of winning that particular division because of how bad it is. Bucks, no Tom Brady. I mean, you look around the rest of it. I guess the Saints could press with Derek Carr and be better. But you're a quarterback away from at least rebuilding it how you want to rebuild it and getting more wins. That was a 7-10 team last year.
Mm-hmm.
They won some games down the stretch of that season with Steve Wilks and Sam Darnold. Right, Steve Wilks coaching, Sam Darnold playing quarterback. So if they target Bryce Young and he's the guy that they think can get them over top, we'll see. We'll see. But this is wild. Again, if you're just joining us, the Panthers have traded for the number one overall pick from the Bears. They just got that, the number one overall pick. And the Bears, in return, number 9 overall, number 61 overall, a 2024 first-round pick, a 2025 second-round pick, and DJ Moore. I'm happy for Justin Fields in this situation. This is good news, great news for him.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely gonna get his chance. There's no doubt about it. Right?
Yes,
like it's there. It appears that they are going all in on Justin Fields.
Yeah, yep. But I mean, to think DJ Moore, and we'll see what Chase Claypool, what you can get out of him, and Darnell Mooney. Like, that wide receiver core is actually now good.
Cole Kmet, yeah.
Yeah, Cole Kmet is a good pass catcher at tight end. That's a good wide receiver corps. And I think offensive line-wise, they need to improve keeping Justin Fields upright, but they ran the ball relatively well last year, whether it was Khalil Herbert or David Montgomery. So, damn. Heck of a shakeup.
Yeah.
Heck of a shakeup. For the NFL draft coming up, the Panthers will hold the number one overall pick and almost certainly going to be a quarterback.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.